I think the Strawberry Fields did represent the major change in the boys' lives. It was the beginning of the Pepper episode, and it was the beginning of the highly imaginative, some people say a psychedelic way of writing. I prefer to think of it as being complete tone poem imagery. You know, I think it's more like a modern Debussy, if you like, or Ravel. I think that their ideas there had developed enormously in a very flowery way, but a very sensible way. And I regard Strawberry Fields as being really a very great song. And I think it's probably one of the best records ever made.
There was much controversy over the muttering at the end of the piece in which people thought John said, "I buried Paul."
It doesn't say that. It says cranberry sauce. And it's me going, cranberry sauce, cranberry sauce. So that's what it says.
The Beatles and George Martin thought that Strawberry Fields was their best effort yet and waited for it to astound the world. It didn't. Well, not when it was released. Radio programmers felt it was too strange and decided to play the B-side instead, Penny Lane. Penny Lane, written by Paul, is a roundabout shopping area of Liverpool. All the places mentioned in the song are there today, the barber shop, the tram stop, the bank, but with the fire station, he was taking poetic license as it was a few blocks away. It's full of Beatlesome imagery, and its lilting beat make it a classic. The piccolo B-flat trumpet piping interjections throughout the song are played by David Mason of the London Symphony. Paul had heard him on his car radio one day and thought its sound would be perfect above the brass on the piece. Paul and George Martin are playing piano. John plays a conga drum. Frank Clark plays string bass. Philip Jones does a trumpet solo. George is on guitar. And Ringo is at his drum set.